Let's get it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there, how we doing today? Welcome to another episode of Okay, Okay, We're Listening. In this episode, we'll be talking about maintaining healthy relationships. Couple disclaimers. Hey, we're going to give it to you real. We're not professionals or anything like that. We're just giving you our honest opinion because we want to uplift relationships, peoples, families, friends, communities, all the above. So, just because we get out of line doesn't mean that we're not there for you. This is what we're trying to do. And without any further ado, I want to introduce my panel. First off on the map is my man from New York, Spring Valley, New York, my best friend. I knew him for over 30 years. My man, my mellow, Marty
That's
Martin.
My
What's
best
good, baby?
Friend. That's my best friend. Let's go. Best
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Good luck, good luck. I'm in the building. I'm in the building. It's Hamadi.
All right.
I'm saying I'm here. Thank you,
Yay.
G. So, listen, I see there's a lot of energy tonight. I'm really feeling that. So I'm going to keep it going, and I'm going to introduce the lovely, the energetic, the – just Odetta.
Fantastic.
It's Odetta.
Beautiful.
A.K.A. Peggy. Everybody give it up for Peggy.
God.
This is what we're doing? This is how we start the night off?
Yep, I guess so.
You just forgot about Cuddles? Cuddles was okay.
Oh, man. AKA
okay, Cuddles.
God, that's right.
Cuddles.
Shit. Peggy. I'm going to peg something. All right.
Hey, Odetta.
Hey,
how
guys.
You doing?
It's me. Hey. What's up? Hope everyone's feeling good tonight. I picked tonight's topic because I
Yay.
Feel it's important to me because it's all about me.
All right.
You're damn straight. So, to start off, I found that there are five key factors in keeping and maintaining a healthy relationship.
Okay.
Starting off with self-love, which is, I believe, is the most important. Trust,
mm-hmm.
honesty, communication, and connection. So we're going to kind of go over those things tonight.
Is that in a particular order, or is this those are the top five?
No.
I was just going to ask that, Greg.
It's the top five, but I feel number one is self-love.
Okay.
You need that.
Okay.
So
I can agree with that.
Oh, yay. Okay. That's fair enough. Nice. Like it.
Well, it makes sense.
Sense to me, too.
Okay. All right. So, guys, I'm asking. So, self-love, you feel, is the major contributor to, like, a healthy relationship? It's having self-love? We're in agreement on that. So, what do you think is a contributor to an unhealthy relationship?
Not having that self-love. You can't go into a relationship unless you're ready to be able to love someone else. And if you don't love yourself, how can you do that?
I think what he meant was you got to love yourself before you can love somebody else. That's pretty much what you were saying, G.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you kind of went an ass backwards way to get it done.
I don't care how I did it. I said it, though.
He got there.
Right, you got there. That's all that matters, whether you walked, crawled, mm-hmm. I got you. I'm with you, buddy.
Right on right. On roll.
Yep, that's what I'm here for, brother. So, yeah, self-love is very important. I agree with you guys both on that.
Okay. All right.
Odetta, I'm letting you know right now, it's all you, Ma, so you got to keep going, all right?
You got to
plow through this.
I'm like lost today. Okay. I'm
plow.
Plow.
Peg right through this. Peg right through this.
Peg all the way through.
That word. Peg. I know how to peg. Okay.
Wow. That might have to be a show, unfortunately, listeners.
No, please not. I'll be sick that week. We talking about Peggy.
I can do a video.
I'm definitely sick.
I can provide a video for the tape.
No, Peggy, come on. I don't want to see that either.
All right.
Yo,
now
so
I have a question for you guys. Because
go ahead.
Men claim to be, like, super simple and only needing, like, really basic things to keep them happy in a relationship. Mm. Like a feed me, fuck me, shut the fuck up type situation.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Do those things, and the man is happy. So is that really true?
Yes.
That's it?
Do it.
No.
Just do it.
No.
You have to do it. Just do it.
No.
We're good.
No.
So what else is there? What else? What are women missing, maybe?
Well,
take off,
me,
take off course. Take off course.
Somebody, you said that was a yes, somebody, so you have no other explanation.
No.
What do you mean explanation? I'm comfortable with
Odetta, didn't he say that's all that is needed?
Yeah, he did.
So what do he have to explain?
I'm waiting for it because he already answered the question.
Yeah, he said yes. I said no.
Right.
So since you say no, then you're disagreeing with it. So then why don't you state your case, gangster?
I was trying to, but you said you was about to break it down when you said yes already.
Do it. Do it.
No. Yeah, guys like that, but you still need to understand who your man is and what he likes. You know, there's every individual's, you know, to have the individual likes and dislikes. So if you constantly doing the things that he doesn't like, then obviously that's not going to work. For instance, if you guys are in a relationship and you don't know nothing about what he likes to do for himself and give time for him to do those things on his own, he's going to wander off and do it on his own.
Okay, that definitely makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but yeah, there is some accuracy to that, G. But I think, I don't know, I mean, I'm going to speak for my situation is that, when you become so comfortable with somebody and you guys know each other's ways and, you know, you're kind of comfortable with that, it's not obviously not as simple as those three things. I'm not going to say it like
right.
that. I mean, that's not, you know, but those are the basic things, you know what I'm saying? Because once a man is hungry, I mean, once a man is fed, damn, that's like half the battle, man. Like, I mean, I came home from work today, and I ate some mac and cheese and some ham and some broccoli with some melted Gouda, and I was sleeping.
You really meant food. You really meant food. I thought you meant fed, as in his spirit, his body was fed. You talking about food for real. My bad.
Yeah, food. What else are you
talking about? Make my plate.
Food, bro. Food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, make me fat. Exactly.
Nutrition.
Yeah.
I don't care about all that. Honestly, I don't. I want to be happy. And if you invade my happiness, then there's a problem.
Yeah, but I think that self-love, you know, is a part of that feeding you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're feeding yourself, so that should be enough to keep you going. And the rest is, you know, that's, to me, that's I guess I'm looking at it from my situation. That's a given, you know what I'm saying? That connection is already there. That takes care of a lot of that feeding me in terms of your spirit.
By giving me food on a plate?
No, that definitely literally gives you food for your spirit. That's great. That is,
not
for
me.
Apparently you have not tasted Lauren's cooking. That is definitely food for the soul.
Yeah,
homie.
But I'm not in a relationship with Lauren. You are. I'm talking about what for me. For me, I need more than just
Tiffany
food
don't cook. Tiffany don't cook.
It doesn't make a difference. Tiffany cooks or not. That's not what I'm talking about. If she cooks, shut the fuck up and giving me sex all the time, that's not gonna be enough to sustain me. I don't care what you tell me. I need more. I can get any of that. I could go to a restaurant and get food. I could go to a place to a library and everybody's shutting the fuck up. Or I want to, I could go to a strip club and get something at the end of the strip club. For $20, $30 and be satisfied. Yeah, so that's not enough for me.
I think we're looking at it differently. I apologize. Maybe I'm looking at it including that the five most important things needed in a healthy relationship are already included in that, so I don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? That's all there. So if you think about it, when it comes down to, you know, the basis of it, I'm pretty much good. It's not, and it sounds so crass, you know what I mean? Feed me, fuck me, and shut the fuck up. Like, that's just crass. It should be a more elegant way of putting
though.
It. You know what I mean?
It's real,
okay.
though,
put a bow on it. It's the same shit.
Okay. Make me dinner. Make love to me. Be quiet while you're doing it.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, maybe I have to go back against what I said, but, you know, it sounded good. Is this thing recording?
Yeah, it is.
No.
We definitely lie. Amadi, matter of fact, thanks for reminding me. Guys, if you guys want to call in or ladies you want to call in to add to the conversation, please call in at 714-583-6887. Once again, 714-583-6887. Yeah, Odetta,
okay.
I need
And
more.
Along the lines of men being so simple, well, claiming to be so simple, do you feel that women overthink things? Like, are we thinking too much about certain things that can push a relationship from healthy to unhealthy?
Yeah.
I guess by pushing you?
Yeah.
What are some ways?
One of the ways, like I said, not following what I want to do. based on, you know, like I think I said this in one of the episodes, relationships are really made for women. Men don't really care about relationships. Men are tailoring themselves towards women to make them happy, to make them feel good. And we're getting into relationships, falling in love, whatever, whatever. If men had it their way, they'll just go and have sex with any type of woman every day of the week. But that's not what we're trying to do.
They get fucked and they shut the... Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and they're good.
Keep it pushing.
But if you want us to open up like how you open it up to us, then obviously the same kind of respect and kind of things that you want, you should be giving it back to us. And I know a lot of times we get lazy on things like that and women shut down. Like, for instance, we know that you could be a beast in the bed. Then also you're not a beast in the bed no more. I'm like, why are you not being a beast? Because we're not reciprocating it back to you. So you stop doing that for us, and we don't realize.
Right. Right. We are emotional beings.
Yeah, so
yeah, but I think there's levels to it. I think there's levels to that, though, G. I mean, it all depends on what type of relationship you're in and the type of person you're in the relationship with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of women overthinking things, I mean, women are always going to overthink. We're humans. We're going to overthink everything. And women are going to overthink it, but it becomes a problem when sometimes it's too much out there, like meaning they talk about it too much. Like, thinking is one thing. You keep that in your head. You know what I mean? Those are your thoughts. Mm-hmm. You just don't have to transpose them or let them come out of your mouth.
Right.
Well, like I said before, Marty, I'm with you, Marty, but a lot of times women think that we as men just have one tool to fix something. You know, we have a daggone tool chest of, you know, it could look exactly the same way, but we use a different technique to do it. So by you saying, well, Greg, I need this to happen for me, I'm like, okay, I'll have it happen for you. And then I say, I need something for me, and you do the same exact thing that you did before, but you're not doing anything for me. You're just doing what you think I want instead of using your imagination, using your love, whatever that is, to reciprocate it back to me. We need more. We don't need the same old thing, because I don't care what Amadi says. He's not going to eat steak every night. He's going to want something different. He wants variety.
Well, yeah, she knows that. That's why she feeds me. Steak every night. Steak, chicken, you know what I'm saying? Got some jerk chicken marinating right now.
Menu.
Okay. You got some jerk chicken?
I mean,
what time
murder.
What time
huh?
What? What time do you
want to
be ready
about?
Huh?
I heard that too. I heard the jerk chicken too on that.
If you can hear.
Okay.
But what time you get off?
She's gonna peg down your door to get to it, Marty.
Nah, she's not.
No, I'm gonna knock lightly.
No, she's pegging on your door, homie.
Nah, she's gonna be too busy, man.
Pegging.
You too busy cuddling.
Don't put my business in the street like that.
I'm sorry.
You know what, Odetta?
Shout out to Poppy.
What, Hamadi?
Yeah. I think I'm going back. I'm looking at my screen about the five most important things you need in a healthy relationship. I think there's got to be six. A sixth one is time.
Mm.
You need time
what
for
do you
each
think
other.
Sixes? Time.
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
Time
that
with each other.
That doesn't fall in the connection. No.
I thought
that
was
kind of fall in line.
I just wanted to add a six.
Amadi is different.
Yeah,
add a new one. You
got
to add.
Amadi got
different.
Six fingers. He don't have five on one hand.
That's a vision. Like, that's
funny.
A problem.
I'd be nice at PS4 if I had six fingers, bro. I'd be dumb nice. I'd enter all types of tournaments and all that.
What?
Oh,
gosh.
All right,
let's go, Madden.
Oh my god! Just playing Tecmo Bowl earlier. Yo, listen, I want to ask you. I want to ask you a question, Odetta, from a woman's perspective. What do you think that men can do better? And then I'm gonna ask you to turn on and ask us the same question.
It's just basically communicate. In my experience, it's just lack of communication or healthy communication and knowing how to talk. Like, every conversation or subject is not an argument.
I'm a jerk. You know that? I'm a jerk. I'm sorry. But that I was about to say,
I've
in your experience, right? You're right. You've got the experience, right?
No,
you know
I hear you. Is that the only thing we need to do?
I do have
learn how to communicate with you guys?
I think so. I can just say from what I have experienced over the course of my 41 years.
Some odd years. Mm-hmm. She means it. Some odd.
You was dating that one, Odetta?
Yeah, say that one. But, yeah, I'm 41.
Oh, my
I
God.
I still got it, though. Kamadi, stop acting like I ain't still got it, okay?
You got
you
it,
got
baby
it.
Girl.
You
got like
it.
You. Thank you.
You got
hey.
It. Shout out to Poppy.
Oh, my God.
Stop putting my business in the street.
I'm sorry.
Single.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Okay. So I feel that communication is something that men need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. What do you guys think women need to work on more and do better?
Well, let me go first since you asked the question because I know you want to close that out.
Well, do you want to talk about what women need to do better or what you think we need to do better as men?
I want to know what you think women want to do better. And you can have
women
both
need
questions.
To do better?
Yeah. Like
I'll go
me,
first. Like I said, I know you want to close that out. To me, be more involved with your man. That's it. Not being all about you and about you being satisfied. You know, you mm-hmm. thinking just sex is enough? Nah, we need much more than sex. Food is not enough, and being quiet is not enough. You need to stimulate us like you need us to stimulate you. You know, a man...
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a woman. We don't want a woman that's not confident. We don't want a woman that's insecure. We don't want that. We want a confident woman. We want a woman that knows what she
right.
wants and being able to talk with us and pull out whatever weaknesses that we have. And we know that you could take care of our weaknesses and not try to crush them.
Okay. Let me write that down.
I think that was accurate, Greg. That's you know
yeah.
what that was that last.
I
wasn't
that.
Following you up to that last line. That last
I
line.
I know.
You know that
I know.
Was.
You
I was like, yo,
like, what the hell, Greg's talking about weakness?
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about, bro?
He's
you're
like, is it my turn yet? Is it my turn?
So
that's all he's thinking. Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, but no, that's what it ultimately boils down to. Because I mean, I guess it does. Like, it comes with age and experience. That's one of the things I said earlier. It comes from age and experience also,
mm-hmm.
because. It's important to know what somebody's been through and where they're at in that point in their life and what they need
yeah,
at that
yeah,
point
yeah.
in life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's huge. You know, like when I was younger, I can imagine trying to settle down. The definition of settling down at 40 versus the definition of settling down at 20 something is just totally, totally different.
Yeah.
You know, right now it's all about the children. It's all about, you know, the economic development and the generation involved. Within the family, those are the major things that, you know, we discuss, you know,
mm-hmm.
figuring out more ways to make more money together, opening up our own stuff, opening up our own company, you know, things like that. That's what's on our mind. And these other, I guess, issues that used to be issues at 20-something become non-issues at this point, you know. You have that communication,
right.
And you have that connection. The honesty is there. The trust is there. You guys love each other. You guys love yourselves, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
a huge benefit when you're walking into a relationship. But to get back to the question, what do I feel that women can do better? I'm not dating right now, but I think that communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
And a better open line of communication. Don't assume that your partner is what you're thinking. You know what I'm saying? Talk about it. There's nothing weak about having a discussion, you know, feeling like you can't talk to your partner. You just want to, well, I'm just going to do this. No, why don't you just ask and find out? That way, moving forward, you won't have that question again. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
each time you become more experienced with your partner, you build a stronger connection and a stronger relationship.
But, Marty, I want to add on to that, too. You know, this goes for men and women. Don't be afraid to speak what you really like. You know, don't be scared
mm-hmm.
to say, well, I can't say this because I know it's going to hurt that person's feelings. Well, if this is really you, and this is what you really are into, you need to express that. Because holding that back, what are you doing that for?
Right. Then you're unhappy, you're unfulfilled,
mm-hmm.
and miserable.
Absolutely.
And looking for someone else to do it, right.
That's when somebody else comes in.
That's right. Real easy.
Mm-hmm. Easy is 1, 2, 3. What else you have for us, little Odetta? The one that still has it.
Little Odetta.
Wait, what?
You said you still got it. That's what I said.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other one.
He called you little Odetta.
She's little.
It made it seem like you 4 foot six.
I know
six.
What that meant.
She is. Right. If I was thinking, I could still
okay.
lift her up with my right hand, with my right arm, my strong arm. Left arm, I couldn't do it.
Wait, what?
If I was still single,
like
I'd be able to still lift you up with my right arm, not my left arm. My left arm is a stroke arm, so I can't do it.
This is terrible that I have to be the one that keeps you guys on track. Oh, Daddy, get back to the question. God, you're the other one that's not focused. This is a damn shame.
I understand.
You
I
guys
know,
suck.
Go left.
You guys
anyway.
Are horrible. Can you get back to the question, Peggy? God.
Wow,
it's
not even 40
your
minutes.
Turn. Your turn's coming, though. Don't worry.
You don't want me. You don't
I,
want
I,
me
I
to start taking control of the show.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand you guys are now in very healthy relationships. Have you experienced the other side? And, like, what are some lessons that you've learned by going through it and getting through it or getting rid of it or maybe being unhealthy and getting to a healthy spot?
Who are you asking first?
You've done. Oh, I'm sorry. Kamadi.
All right, repeat the question again. I'm sorry. I just want to get a clearer understanding of the question.
Okay. So I know you guys are in very healthy relationships, healthy, happy relationships. Have you experienced the other side? And if so, what are some specific lessons that you've learned and maybe applied to your life going forward?
No, I haven't hit anything like that because this is our second time doing this. So we pretty much know what this is about. So, I mean, it hasn't been any hiccups. I mean, the only hiccups that was the addition to the family was Madison, but that's never a hiccup. That was a blessing, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
but that financially puts you in a situation where now you got to start, you know, figuring things out a little differently. So take two steps back. I mean, take two steps back to take that step forward or whatever sometimes. Or take that one step back to take two steps forward. Whatever that is, that's what's going on right now. So got to figure that out.
Okay. All right, but outside of your current partner, like, have you had any unhealthy relationships that you've gotten through and learned any lessons?
I didn't get through them. That's why they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, we just didn't make it because, you know, some things you just can't power through. And, you know, that comes with age and experience. You start to recognize those signs early. So you're not gonna waste so much time, you know what I'm saying, on something that you realize that I ain't got the time to sit around and try to change this person or watch this person grow up.
Single.
Like that's gonna be something that has to happen on their own time. It can't happen on my time.
Mm-hmm.
My time is just different now at this age.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, Odetta, I can say yes to it. Like I said, I've been married for 17 years, known my wife since 1998. We had up and downs, and to me, for any couple, I don't know much or any really couple that's been together for that long, they don't have ups and downs. So I can't just say that everything is going to be healthy. But the thing is, when those issues do arise, what do you do to take care of them? You know, sometimes it's outside of control. Sometimes it's things that you find out about your partner that you didn't know before and you can't handle it. What do you do? For me, it was more about taking myself out the equation and stop thinking about, okay, this person is doing this to me. This person might be doing this stuff to them, and they don't know how to resolve it. They don't know how I resolve things. So I had to take myself out the equation a lot of times when something didn't come right to me that made it look like it's going down the wrong path. So that came through from, you know, wisdom, age of being with somebody for a long period of time, and also counseling.
Oh, that was my next question. Counseling.
Okay.
Have you guys sought counseling? Is it something that you would seek out? I mean, not waiting for an issue to arise, but just maybe.
I'm sorry, bro, but
my mom
is a guidance counselor, and she tries to always, hey, if you guys have issues, you know, you can go see counselors. If I got to go talk to somebody about my problems, then I have a serious problem, okay? And I probably need to be by myself to figure that out. I'm sorry. That's just me. And I'm not saying this is for everybody, but that's just me. So I probably need to go. Yeah, I'm dead serious. Like, if you really need
to go
talk to someone, I mean, I'm at that point where I've it's going to sound crazy, but it is what it is. I've talked to myself enough. I know exactly what's wrong. You know what I mean?
You talk to yourself?
You're
absolutely
asking
talk
and
to myself.
It
I talk to myself all the time, not out loud.
You're your own therapist?
Right.
I'm my own therapist. No.
Okay.
I got you.
Whatever works, bro.
It's working for me.
Yeah.
You gotta remember. I mean, I remember one time I had gone to see this psychiatrist, and after hearing some of my stories, he was just like, "Nah, I can't see you anymore." So it wasn't about the money or nothing. He was like, "Nah, I can't."
It was better paper
like,
down,
you know,
huh?
Yeah. He's like, "This is too much for me."
He never referred
to those
were
back
else.
In the early 2000s.
Like,
those are turbulent times.
Bye. Okay.
Those are turbulent times, yo. There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
oh,
like, to me, it doesn't make a difference in a healthy relationship or not. I think you should have some kind of therapy, you know. You don't know what you don't know. And a lot of times we take our experiences that we have from a younger person and we say, okay, this is what we're supposed to do, and it could be completely out of control. And the person you're with not going to be able to understand it. So sometimes you have to put things in perspective and try to figure out what's going on within you. A lot of people, even people our age, don't even know what their future holds. They don't know what they want to do. They think a lot of us are going through midlife crisis. I'm like, oh, man, I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish in life. And that stress and disappointment you could be bringing on to your family and also to your loved ones. So
yeah, you need to talk to somebody at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You need to take some time to yourself and explain to your family what's going on then at that point. Because, and, you know, like I said, it's not for everybody, you know what I'm saying? My discussions that I have with myself are basically what a therapist would ask, you know what I mean? And I sit back and I've learned to listen, you know, at this point in life.
Yeah, I'm really blown off by this too, back. So you really ask yourself questions? Like, he's dead.
Yeah, because.
And he's saying he's asking the proper questions that a therapist would
ask. Yeah,
a therapist would ask. But he don't go to therapy.
Nah.
Though, so he knows. Right. He's killing me right now.
Man, I've had enough therapy in my life, man, to last most people a lifetime. Listen, when you're your own therapist, you ask the questions that are important. You ask the really, really questions that hit home. You know what I mean? And I've spent a lot of time by myself, so I've learned how. Listen, y'all laughing. I'm dead ass serious. Y'all laughing.
I know you're dead serious. That's why we're laughing.
I spent a lot of time in my room by myself. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, damn.
I can imagine.
Yeah, man.
You laughing?
I'm thinking about my baby.
Devices.
Oh, fuck.
Left to my own devices, not me.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about a bunny.
We're not going back into the bunny thing. Not going back into that bunny story.
Yeah, don't go there, Odetta. Come on, Odetta. You're supposed to keep us on track today.
I told you she wasn't going to be built for this, bro.
I was a clown.
Yeah, she is a clown.
I never heard the money story.
Yeah, man.
We'll disclose it sooner or later, but not today.
Fine.
Okay.
Nah, but seriously, when you have a discussion, you know, you start to realize, because you start to see some of your own issues. You know, you got to ask, if relationships don't work out, what in that relationship didn't work out? What did I do? You know,
accountability is everything. You got to be accountable for your shit.
I'm sure you ask that question a lot.
You said you could ask the question. I didn't say I just said be accountable.
You got to hold yourself accountable. There's got to be a common denominator here. It just can't always be the other person, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to figure it out. Well, what did you do in that situation? You know, at the end of the day, you know, you're responsible for your reaction. You know, you can't allow, if somebody else gets you mad, and this is one thing it took me forever. I'm still learning this. I'm practicing it every day to you know, self-discipline thing.
That's tested almost every week, too.
If you give somebody the power to make you upset, that means you're giving them, you know, you're giving that type of energy. That's on you. You know, that's on you. So you got to check yourself.
Yeah.
So I have this discussion with myself every day when I'm at work. I work in Manhattan, so there's a lot of people in the trains and all that, you know, invading your personal space, and, you know, they say crazy things. They don't know, you know, and they're not used to, they don't know who they're talking to. It's crazy. So, you know, I have to have a lot of self-discipline. So, you know, you learn that, and then from there, you start asking the right questions that are really going to get, you know, the change that you want to see. A lot of that, and a lot of the answers, the most familiar answer or common answer is patience. So what you have to start having is more patience. And the other thing you have to do is listen to what the other person is saying and let them completely say it. Like, sometimes we have a habit of cutting people off. You know what I'm saying? Let them get it out fully. I've learned that women are never done.
A lot too.
Yeah. Women are never done. So they're going to say one thing. And then as soon as, you know, you say something, they're like, I couldn't even finish my point. I'm not done. Right. Right, of course you're not. So why did I say anything? So I've learned to just sit there, there's a pause, and just listen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, you just took, like 20 minutes to get your point out. You took like 20 minutes to get your point out, son.
I took 9 minutes, bro. What's wrong with you? It was 8:22 when I started talking. What's wrong with you today? You need to, whatever they put in your head, you need to fix that.
No, but
I don't know
Odetta,
if you walk too close to a microwave or something or what.
Probably so. Probably so. But Odetta, you're right. That, that your list of the five things for a healthy relationship, Madi's just talking about that over and over again about self-love, self-preservation.
Yes.
You know, getting yourself right. If that is not done, everything is out the window. So, Madi, I do
it's
agree
toxic.
With you, what you're saying.
Definitely.
I appreciate that. I'm hoping that we're helping the listeners because, I mean, these are really truthful answers. And if you're not at this stage in your life where you can need, because this isn't anything that costs any money. You know, these are things that you have to have instilled in you. You have to start gaining these things, you know. If you're not at this stage in your life, I mean, you know, you're still young or whatever, that's fine, however the age group of our listeners are. You know, but you need to get to this stage, you know, as quick as you can with those five important things that are needed. We're going to go over that again. That's 1, self-love, 2, trust, 3, honesty, 4, communication, and 5, connection.
Right. All right, and okay, all of those things also translate question. Over to our relationships, not just romantic. You need that.
Ooh, that boy's listening, Odetta. He actually listened to what you
he
actually
is.
Said at the beginning of the show.
I'm surprised. He's just reading it. Whatever. Anyway, moving on to...
You up.
Don't give him the... anyway, honesty.
I got something to say. I got so much need for you, Odetta, right now. You should... Yo, see this? I have self-discipline. I'm learning every day. But then again,
here,
I always have this.
You.
I have this.
Okay,
Greg knows
I
have this little. See, you see, you got jokes, and I'm trying to be nice. Hey, Greg knows I got this little guy in my head that keeps on telling me, "Oh, you think I'm pussy?"
And
I'm like, "Come on, say it, huh?"
I'm
see, you keep playing. You
gonna
keep
heat.
You gonna catch some of this heat? Keep playing.
I'm gonna bring him out.
Being good. You what?
We want you to be bad. We want you to be bad, Odetta. Next question.
I don't.
Be bad.
I don't want to be bad. I'm a good girl.
No,
honesty.
Not.
What?
Honesty.
Rumors.
Sorry.
Y'all need your rumors.
Back to the question, Odetta.
Pull it out, Odetta.
So
bring that bad girl out.
Get to me, I can't.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
you can't even
honesty.
Focus.
No, I can't when you're talking shit. I can't let it go.
I
need
self-discipline.
Maybe we can work together.
There you go, that bad
body.
Girl.
Help
Come
me.
On, bad girl. Bring it out.
Well, you got to be funny first.
Whoa. What?
Odetta, go with the next question. Stop paying attention to us.
Damn. Don't just shut up. That's honesty, okay? Now, do you feel comfortable being 100% honest with your partner? Now, today in the group, okay, we're listening on Facebook, I posted a meme which asked, like, is it okay for a married man to take out a female coworker for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that, like, something that you feel you would need to tell your partner? And a lot of guys was like, yeah, it's fine. The women were like, not so much.
Huh?
And I'm curious because a lot of times guys are okay with doing certain things, but when their woman does it, it's a totally different story. Example would be like buying lunch for a coworker. Now, I know any guy I've dated would not be happy with that. I don't care how platonic it was and how innocent.
Mad insecure.
Really?
You're mad insecure then.
They wouldn't be okay with that.
You're mad insecure if you can't allow your female to take somebody out for lunch. Are you kidding me? That's
if
mad
it's
insecure.
If it's a constant thing, you're okay with that?
Someone
yeah,
you kidding
know,
me?
Someone they're
Absolutely,
lunch with,
especially if he's buying her lunch. Go
with.
Ahead. Lock on.
Do it.
Yeah, bring me something home too for later. You kidding me? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Amadi on that one. That is absolutely.
Yeah, y'all bugging.
What he's saying. Yeah, because I don't care. I don't care.
Were you at Mario's? Bring me a calzone home too.
I'm dying.
For me, Odetta, I worked on the road, so a lot of times I'll be in a foreign city with a female coworker, and we have to stay at the same, not the same hotel room, but the same hotel for the whole entire week.
Now that's understandable.
So we having dinner together. We having lunch together. Mm-hmm. We're also having breakfast together. So I'm spending a lot of time with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if my wife was insecure about that, that couldn't happen. I wouldn't have that particular job. I know a friend of mine that couldn't take a job outside of his state because of that. Because she was scared that he might do some things with another woman when he's not home. So I don't get that. You know, either you have a relationship, it's trusting, it's loving.
True.
Then it shouldn't be a problem. But if there is some kind of insecurity about it, then yeah, like Amadi said, the person's insecure. And your woman should not have a problem bringing back that calzone from Mario's. It should happen. If I say, yo, go have a good time, bring back a slice of pizza, it shouldn't be an issue about it. But if she's like, nah, I can't bring one back, now we got to start thinking about what the freak is going on here.
Now, okay, that's with her being honest and telling you what's going on. Now, if she didn't share that with you, you'd be okay. Like, you wouldn't feel like anything, you know, just an innocent lunch regardless. I trust my wife. I trust my girl. You know,
yeah, who cares?
It's all good. You found out later.
Unless I get a picture back that he has her hand on her thigh when they went out or she's kissing him, then that's a different story, but I'm too old for that.
If you feel like that, you're with the wrong person, man. I wouldn't. If LG went to get lunch or dinner, whatever, out with her friends, I wouldn't. Bro, listen, I got the kids. Have fun. Enjoy it. That makes for a healthier relationship, too. Well, enjoy.
But you
enjoy, love. I'm good. I got the kids.
You said
later.
Something interesting, though. You said a lot of women was like, nah, I'm not feeling that. Or,
more
are you
women
one of those women?
Be like, definitely. I don't understand the whole concept of having to have lunch and spend money and stuff. Only because I feel like a lot of times women receive that as something else. Or maybe he likes me, or, you know, he's trying to hit on
me. Oh, if only you could see my face
like
right now, Odetta.
That's fine.
If only
I'm
you could see
honest.
My face.
I'm being honest.
Mine too, Amadi. I'm beside myself on that one. I'm really low on that one, Amadi.
This might be a learning point. Like, if you were in school right now and I tell you to highlight those lines that we just gave you, you might really need to, you know, I'm just trying to help you out.
Isn't that the point of the show?
Take your notes.
Please
take
notes. So they can learn?
Yeah, but I can't give you a test at the end of this chapter, you feel me? So I can only hope that you can take this knowledge and it'll do something.
Let's look at
y'all want to know what men think. We'll tell you what we think, you know. And if you got a dude that's worried about you taking somebody else, like, I mean, y'all going out to lunch, it's work. What is this, a date? You serious? And
yeah, you're at lunch. You guys are hungry.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I'm hungry.
Like,
go eat.
And there's a great deli down the street.
Are we saying that? Like, people don't hook up at work?
All,
it doesn't
all
happen.
All that can happen. But let's flip that around.
All that can happen, but then you're with the wrong person. It goes back to the first point. Why is my voice strained? God.
Because
you're
way too high.
You're emotional.
For
you're emotional right now.
Yeah.
But let's flip that around a better. Let me flip that around. So let's flip that around. If I'm a man looking at a woman at my job and I want to get with her and I'm married and she's thinking that, yeah, he's trying to get with me. Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. But like I said, all the time, we as men adapt to what women give to us. Women don't really adapt to us. We adapt to the women. So if a woman is forthcoming and want to give that to us, then, yeah, we're going to give that kind of vibe and flirt and go with you on it. But a woman like, you know, this is how we are. This is how it is. We're not doing nothing like that. And we're going to go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a friendship with that woman. Like you say, you have male friends. You might have male friends at work. So I don't see the problem with that. But if it's flirtatious and gets crazy with that, then things going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's in any scenario.
I got you. Certain things I just don't know, I just wouldn't do.
Because you don't trust the person. That's why. That's what it boils
down to.
There you
go.
I just wouldn't.
And most of those women probably were single, buddy. I think they were single.
So, again, like I said, the conversation that I have with myself, Odetta, are you laughing? Again, these are the conversations I have with myself.
I'm not laughing
Is
at
it
you.
Me?
Trust my Greg. Shut up.
Yeah, Marty's all about himself. Don't worry about it today.
Seriously.
He's somewhere else today.
I need you to focus, Odetta. I'm trying to help you.
You're not trying to help me. Everybody's so talking to me. You're on live talking to hopefully a few dozen damn people or more. So you're helping
again,
everyone.
Again, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you help you.
Don't imply that.
Help you.
I wish I was.
I am. I'm trying to help you help you, and you just won't allow me to do it. You just want to fight me.
Amadi. I'm ready to
I'm
receive your
you.
Help.
I'm trying to tell you,
help
I'm here
me,
for you.
I
am. I'm
I
trying.
That. Please.
You don't
want to
be helped,
love.
Though.
I'm
you don't
listening.
Want to be helped. You don't want to be helped, yo.
I'm trying to listen. Are you going to talk to me or what? We're going to keep going in circles.
No, I mean, we've already said it. I don't know if you heard it. You said, you know, you said you listened and you're trying to be helped. So I'm hoping you're going to take everything that we've said so far. And, you know, the things that you were, you know, insecure about, you know, you'll be a little bit less insecure about. Because that gives you peace. When you don't worry about the dude and, you know, for a dude, if I'm not worried about her, that gives me so much more peace that my mental is clear. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting over here stressing about worried about what she's doing. That's ridiculous.
I have no time for that.
Yeah, he will not to take his female co-workers out for lunch. So I ain't worried.
Oh, my God. Listen to the energy you're using on that.
Is that New York?
Listen to the energy you're using. You don't even have a dude, and you're using this energy.
What's your point?
Marty, I said
what
it.
What are you
saying? I put that out there. It must be a single woman.
So when you have the dude, imagine how much energy you're really going to have.
Yeah.
You're going to really come at him like, we need to take your female co-worker out. Yeah, for a guy, that's like, wow, really? That'll almost make him want to take her out and her buddies.
Hell yeah.
I doubt it. But
okay. Okay, I'm trying to tell you.
Like, I doubt it, but okay.
I'm trying to tell you.
You
not
know
listening.
What I appreciate, what I don't. Why can't we just have a couple things?
Yeah, that's another thing that we don't like either. When we give when you ask for our advice and you don't really take it, like, what's the point of asking?
I didn't ask.
You did ask. You asked a question. Didn't she ask a question?
You're running the show. You've been asking all the questions, Odetta.
Marty, did she ask a question, Marty?
Yes, she did, man.
I just want to make sure. That was somebody going off on a tangent, but okay.
Okay, okay.
But you're supposed to be controlling the show. So why are you blaming it on me again?
Odetta, what's the next
question? Because you're doing the most talking.
You got to have control over the show, sweetheart.
Odetta, what's the next question?
Don't call me sweetheart. Don't be condescending. Call me Peggy.
Tigers. Well, then, what's the next question?
I don't think I have any more questions, actually.
You have no more questions for us, Odetta?
No. You guys went through it really fast.
Dad.
What?
All right, so I got questions for you, Odetta. So
when we're
in a relationship and you are feeling this insecure about me taking a woman out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you resolve it? How do you let your man know that that is not okay? And what kind of solution you come up with?
It's about to get hot in here. Odetta gonna start taking shirts off.
Basically,
yep.
I'm just gonna tell him that I don't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like he should respect what I like, don't like,
so
and
you
move
expect-
accordingly.
So you expect him...
If I didn't feel comfortable with the situation, not like you where you're out of town and you're working and, you know, this is your coworker, I totally get that. I'm not saying, oh, don't have dinner with her. She can have dinner by herself. I'm not on that.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. I'm just saying, like, if you're constantly taking this one person out all the time...
Whoa, slow down. You changed that whole thing up. You changed the whole thing, constantly taking her out. That's something totally different.
And I said, and
we're talking about going to lunch one time.
She might need therapy, G.
Yeah.
She might need therapy.
You said take your coworker out to lunch. You didn't say that that's your lunch buddy for the rest of your time that you're working at that job. You didn't say that. You just said, But you changed that up on us.
Okay, right.
You're changing it up on us. So if I took, let's just say I'm dating you, and one day, a Thursday, it just so happened I took my coworker out to lunch. That's a problem? Or if I take coworker out to lunch every Thursday?
Yes. You got a date.
Okay, I get that.
Then I have an issue with that. I'm not saying one time and it's like, oh, no, I'm not on that. That's what I'm trying to explain.
That's the impression
I got. If
it's
like a constant thing, which is giving me a little suspect feeling, then we have an issue.
So how do you,
once
like,
in a blue,
okay.
Let me get there.
So you won't know that until it happens a couple of times. So it happens a couple of times. What happens next?
I was going to ask a question, like, why are you always going out to dinner, out to lunch with this one particular person?
And is it saying, well,
this is my buddy. Mm-hmm.
This is my buddy. I like having lunch with this person every week. It's nothing serious me and you got going on, and nothing is going to come between us unless you're insecure about it. What do you do then?
It depends on the situation, how I feel about the chick.
Okay. How you feel about the woman? Oh.
Yeah, the woman.
Oh, God.
What, Marty?
I don't know about that. Yeah, Marty, go. Let me get my thoughts together.
It's not about the woman. It's about your relationship with your man. It's about, you know, do you trust him or not? If you don't trust him, then what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Right. Okay. Then that's another conversation. If I don't really trust the situation, I can't trust him. And okay, but still, regardless,
Are you listening? Are you listening? Though, like, you gotta press him. Like,
I do hear you.
Listen, it's not what I like, and if that's what you're gonna do, because you know this is getting a little, you know, but. I mean, and then again, it also has to do with, you know, each relationship is going to be different, because there's also ways that women have of going to meet that coworker. You feel me? Like showing up at the job,
right.
Dropping off lunch, and just saying hi and saying, "Hey, how y'all doing today? Oh, you're the one that you've been going to lunch with. Okay, cool. Just want to say hi. See you. All right, cool."
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's a way that women let people know that they're there. You know what I mean? But
right.
it all goes back to how you feel about your dude, though. If you don't trust your dude, then that's just a waste of time anyway. And even if you don't trust,
he can,
you can't be let it known.
He may need a little reminder. He may have his blinders on. You know, maybe he really feels like he's just doing something innocent. And yeah, I don't know.
So
I just like to make people
you're
aware.
You're his mommy? You're his mommy?
I'm not his mother. I'm not. But if I don't like something, I want to express it.
But that, see,
do women focus on that? Let me ask y'all. Yeah, well, I work with a bunch of dudes, so I don't have this problem. But, I mean, do women, like, really focus on, like, co-worker relationships like that? I'm just asking.
That's never been.
Like, everybody says, you know, that's like women be like, that's my work husband or something like that. I never heard that before.
I heard that plenty of times.
Yeah.
Odetta, he's asking you, Odetta.
Oh, I didn't hear him. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I said,
told you about too, homie.
Nah, she got distracted. That's all. Easily distracted. So basically what I was saying is, so do women feel a certain way about, like, for example, if you have like a work husband, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of women say, you know, like, well, I have a work husband, you know? So do women get so concerned about something like that?
Well, I definitely had a wannabe work husband. And every time he wanted to take me out to lunch was him trying to holler at me. And he was a coworker.
So maybe that's why y'all feel that way.
I'm just basing it off of my experience of what I've gone through in that situation. Because he definitely asked all the time.
But you know he wants to get at
you. And if I went, he would go from business and then be like, oh, you know, baby, I take care of you, you know, give you money.
What do you say with the accent?
And shit like
that. Yeah, he's like an African dude.
That's what he did.
Yo, Greg, you peeped that, right, Greg?
Yeah, I was about to pull it out of her, too. I'm gonna let her go, but you
go
just
that
up.
Sound like old Caribbean man.
No, it's not like an African guy, like a Nigerian man.
Oh no, I was trying to do Haitian. Okay.
See,
yeah.
I knew it, and I was gonna get. But if I would have said it, I would have been the bad guy. So
yeah, you
right.
were.
All
right.
That's how I had to make sure you. Yes. Yes.
Oh God.
But yeah,
nah.
Would be cool.
Odetta?
Haitian men are some of the most Haitian men are some of the most loyal men in the world, though.
Wait, what?
That's what my friends are telling me.
Hold on, we're getting off target. We're getting off target, man. Odetta, to answer your question with me, with that, I don't see that, because everybody has to live their life. Whatever makes people happy makes
definitely.
Them happy. Now, your situation at work, that guy, you already know he's trying to get at you. But you can't assume
right,
that your man is doing the same thing with this woman at work. So let me get my point here. Let me get to my point here. What I'm saying to you is this. You can't control who your man is going to be friends with, female or male. It might be people that you don't like. You could tell them, hey, you shouldn't deal with this person because X, Y, and Z, but it's still their decision. Now, if you keep on harping on it and you keep on being negative about that, that could make a division between you and your man. You got to let him come to that decision on his own. Now, you could point things out, and the same thing, like, for you, if you was my lady and I see something that's wrong with like one of your friendships, you'd be like, Greg, what the hell are you talking about? This is my friendship. I know how to deal with it. I got to let you deal with it.
Okay. You can still express
how you feel. I can't give you ultimatum
on it. Or are you supposed to keep it? No, not ultimatum, but you can still express how you feel.
Yeah, but
have a conversation about it.
But you're saying about this Facebook thing is that, like, a lot of people's like, nah, I'm not hearing that. It's like it's becoming a division between them and their man, when it shouldn't be, because it's their life. It's their life, and you don't know what could happen within your life. So how can you tell somebody they can't have somebody in their life because you don't feel comfortable? That's a you problem.
Well, you need to be in your life, but maybe I don't have to have private lunches every Thursday. No? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I guess.
You can be friends with, I mean,
But that's your man. Your man, you should know what your man is going to do and how far he's going to take things. You should trust him. If you don't, like you said, the five things that you're supposed to have, that's one of the five things.
Right,
trust.
Trust.
If you don't trust him, he should be able to go out and lunch every day of the week, and you should trust him, or else he's not your man. Period.
Okay.
Solve a lot
so
of issues.
You know,
a lot
you're
of
okay
worrying.
With. Right.
I used to, before
just
I was.
Trust him. You say
honestly,
just trust
honestly,
him. So in any situation, honestly, you're okay with sending off your loved one with
honestly,
people
Odetta,
and you're like, okay, I trust them. When you come back, come back. If you don't,
honestly,
you don't.
Odetta,
it shouldn't be any kind
I wasn't.
Move a certain way.
I wasn't. Then I had a friend of mine, a lady friend, and my lady was like, yeah, I'm not digging it. And I'm like, all right, I stopped dealing with her. And she died. So now I can't speak to her at all. So who are you to tell me who I can talk to, who I can't talk to? This is my relationship, not yours. You feel me?
I do.
We got a phone call.
I definitely do.
Hello, welcome to OK, OK, We're Listening. What's your name and where you're calling from and how do you want to talk with us today?
This big Ib, a.k.a. Chaos the Jewett from Newark, New Jersey.
Yo, what up, Kay?
What's going on?
Chaos,
okay,
what's good,
gang? Hey, what's going on? I was chiming in, man, about the relationship issues. Real serious issues. Dealing with a lot of broken families and, you know, women and men not taking responsibilities for their actions and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I was feeling the conversation, and I would like to chime in on the black relationship as well as the broken home.
Go ahead, brother.
And it's basically, if you go back to the research and history shows that, like, man make mistakes, but when it comes to the woman being strong and standing firm in her spot, a lot of our women nowadays are whitewashed, meaning that they're brainwashed by the white man's system or the white man's society to the fact to where as though they don't even realize that they're making us their enemy. And saying that is just to say, if we was in the time of the plantation and most of us escaped from the plantation, the female's mind state of today, they would turn us in.
Oh, ouch. Wait a minute.
Okay, Chaos, I appreciate you chiming in, man. We're going to discuss that a little bit further. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay, y'all have a blessed one. That's a
nice
little
talk.
All right, one.
Peace.
What do you guys think about that, being the
Yo, what do you think of it, Odetta? What do you think about it?
Bullshit.
And
I think
how,
it's
how,
bullshit.
How... Go ahead. Speak on it.
Because we're in this together. It's no the black man, the black woman. We're supposed to be united and together. And that's the issue. We're not united. It's not pointing
not,
at either.
We're not
either
united?
We're doing this. Yeah, we're not united. He's saying
as a relationship, as a couple,
black
or
woman,
we talk about community?
Wait, what are we talking about? I thought we were talking about Kay. And what are you talking about?
He's talking about a black woman will turn in their black men because they've been brainwashed by the white man from plantation days, things like that. So they will stick with the status quo then by that man.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Marty, what's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts. I'm not a female. So I don't know, honestly. My thoughts on that's a lot to swallow, bro. Pause.
Yeah,
that was tough on there.
Yeah.
Because every situation is different, and I mean, he has valid points. I mean, we've seen that before, but you know, at the end of the day, we all got to stick together. That's more important than anything else, you know.
Right.
Especially bringing it, so you know, we also got to work on our that goes back to communication. We got to work on our communication, you know, because and that's really a whole other topic. Honestly, once we might have to get into that one day. We might have to dive into that. That's a real deep topic too, because you know. The black family's been under attack for a while. So, you know, that's a very important conversation that needs to be had. I don't think we have enough time to have that conversation tonight. What I do want to do, honestly, though, before we end the show, is there was a question that you had, Odetta, that I wanted to get back to that I think we missed, and I really wanted to get into it. And that question was, what are some of the specific lessons that we learned while dealing with or watching an unhealthy relationship? This is one of the questions that we had on the agenda, but we didn't get to. And I wanted you to kind of ask me
Wait
this
a minute.
Question.
Uh-huh. All the time. All the time he takes stabs. I'm sorry.
What happened?
I said, you stab. You take stabs at people all the time. You just shoot them. Like, this is one of the questions we had, the agenda, but we didn't get to it. But go ahead.
But I did.
You know what's so funny? I don't even realize it. I don't even realize it when
obviously.
I do it. You know what's crazy, though? I don't
Run
even care.
Run the tapes back, please.
I don't even care.
Don't
Listen,
come for
so,
me with false information, okay?
You want me to email all our listeners and show them this? Like, I mean, the questions are right here.
I asked this question. You need to play it back. Craig, did I
No,
not?
You didn't ask
What
the question.
Specific
all right,
lessons?
Well, everybody, sorry, Amadi. Ask your question, Amadi.
Yeah, so one of the things that I think that I've learned, and then we'll do this in closing, then we can wrap it up, because what the listeners want to hear from us is how to change, you know, issues that we've discussed, you know, today, or behavior that we've discussed today in unhealthy relationships, you know. And I think one of the things that I've learned from watching Unhealthy Relationship, and I could say, again, a self-examination, is there was a point in my life where I was way too aggressive, you know. And when I was met with certain energies, my way was to push right through it. Instead of listening, I would just plow right through it. Like, nah, this is what it's going to be, you know, and that's it. And if not, then you can go, you know, whatever. And, you know, now I've learned to be more patient, to listen more. Those are two of the most important takeaways that I can give the listeners, honestly, is to listen and to take your time, all right? Be more patient. What do you have, Odetta? Or Greg, let me ask Greg. I'm sorry, Odetta, because you're going to close the show. We're going to do this a little differently this time.
You're
going
to
close the show.
I'm not closing.
Yeah, he just ran the whole show, didn't he?
Yeah, he's not. No, he's not going to do that today. I'm not in the mood for it. Not ready. No. Now my closing.
He shut you down, homie.
Is going over the top five that I found. The most important, I feel, is self love. Because when you love yourself, everything else is just amazing. Mm-hmm. Your communication is right. You're honest and true. You're trusting because you trust yourself. Self-love is the most important thing. If you don't have it, keep it and find it. It took me a while, but I'm here, and I love me.
I love your cupcakes. They taste very good. You should make some more.
I will. Maddie,
okay.
Did you taste it? Or?
Yeah, it was cupcakes. What do you think? I just let them sit here and rot? What's wrong with you? It's food. What the hell is wrong with you? Don't you pay attention?
Whenever I try to have a decent conversation with you, it never goes right, and I keep trying.
What are you talking about? We have decent conversations all the time. But
by the way, everybody, Odetta makes some great cupcakes. People in Rockwood County.
She does, but it all boils down to the same thing, Greg. They don't listen.
She does, but. How do you have she does, but?
She don't listen.
She does.
It's a problem.
He doesn't realize he's shooting you down, Odetta. He just does it.
I really don't. You think I'm doing it on purpose? Like, I don't. The cupcakes were great. They were awesome.
Period.
All right, we got a minute and a half left, guys. Yo, so I agree with both of you guys, and thank you, Odetta, for coming up with this topic. Hopefully our listeners did get something out of this. We are trying to build up communities. Insecurities, jealousies, that has to go. I preach that all the time. That's my new motto now. And I'm glad that you brought that up, Hamadi and Odetta. That's the main thing, that if you want to have a toxic relationship, keep those things in. If you don't want to have a toxic relationship, you want to have a healthy relationship, you know, get rid of your insecurities, get rid of your jealousy, and just communicate with each other. If you do that, everything will be perfectly fine within your relationship. And it happens that you guys do break up, and that's healthy for you because you don't want to be in that toxic relationship. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you guys. Next week, we can come back again. Love you guys, and talk to you next week. Peace.
Peace, everybody.
Take care.